Hi there, I'm Britt Allen, and this is The Chain, a hybrid playlist and podcast about different songs and the things that link them together. And if you're listening on the Spotify playlist, you may have just heard the most recent link in our chain of songs, Diamonds by Rihanna. Spotify is just one of the ways that you can consume this podcast, but it is the only way that you can listen in order with the linked songs between episodes. You can find a link to the official playlist in the show notes. In this episode, we're stepping outside of the music industry and into the world of fashion, as we look at how Rihanna may have been partially responsible for the demise of the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Rihanna.
When Rihanna performed Diamonds on the runway in 2012, the Victoria's Secret fashion show was near its peak, with almost 9.5 million people watching the broadcast on CBS. But just 6 years later, in 2018, viewership had fallen to just over 3 million. And in 2019, the show was cancelled altogether. So what happened? Victoria's Secret was founded in 1977 by a man named Roy Raymond. The story goes that Roy wanted to buy some underwear for his wife, but felt uncomfortable and out of place in the lingerie section at his local department store. So he set out to create a store where men could go when they wanted to buy women's undergarments. It should come as no surprise that the entire brand was fabricated around the male gaze. From the infamous catalogues to the specific skinny yet busty body shape shared by the Victoria's Secret angels. Nevertheless, by the early 90s, Victoria's Secret was the largest lingerie retailer in America. The yearly runway shows were launched in 1995 by Ed Razek, a marketing executive. He was also responsible for the Victoria's Secret angels campaign, and took a personal responsibility in selecting models to be featured. A live web stream was brought in 1999, and in 2001, the Victoria's Secret fashion show introduced musical performers, with Mary J. Blige and Andrea Bocelli taking part in the first televised broadcast. It was a massive success, with 12.4 million people tuning in to watch it on ABC. That's not to say all were satisfied viewers, however, with reports that after the 2002 fashion show aired on CBS, the Federal Communications Commission's complaints system was overloaded, causing it to crash. An interesting thing to note from a CNN article at the time is that the products being featured in the ad breaks, Bud Light and Dodge Utes, indicate that Victoria's Secret was still very much marketing itself towards the male gaze. Nothing had changed. And it didn't matter. Between 2003 and 2013, the Victoria's Secret fashion show averaged just under 9 million viewers per original broadcast. The brand held about a third of the market share in its category, making it the biggest lingerie brand in the US. And when Rihanna performed Diamonds upon the runway in 2012, it was to critical acclaim, with MTV labelling it perfect and incredible. But through the late 2010s, viewer numbers for the fashion show began to dip. And not only that, the sales dropped too. In 2017, Victoria's Secret sales plummeted by $600 million. This decline correlates directly with the rise of the Me Too movement, and models speaking out against misogyny, bullying, and harassment. Plus, there's also parent company L Brands founder Leslie Wexner and his connections to Jeffrey Epstein. That's a whole other story. Not only was Me Too gaining traction, but the body positivity movement was growing as well. And Victoria's Secret failed to adapt. Their products continued to be marketed towards the male gaze and modelled by incredibly thin women. They also didn't offer a plus-size range or show diversity in their casting. Former angel Karlie Kloss told Vogue in 2019 that the reason she stopped working with Victoria's Secret was that she didn't like the way their models were portrayed, saying, quote, "I didn't feel it was an image that was truly reflective of who I am and the kind of message I want to send to young women around the world about what it means to be beautiful." The brand and its fashion show were vocally not inclusive. In 2018, Ed Razek, now Chief Marketing Officer, stated that Victoria's Secret would never cast trans or plus-size models because, quote, "the show is a fantasy." He also used some very outdated language, which I'm not going to repeat here. These comments were made in direct response to a rival fashion show from a new brand. This debut runway show featured women of all shapes, sizes, and colours. There was even a heavily pregnant model who actually went into labour backstage. When Rihanna launched Savage X Fenty, she said to Vogue, quote, "I'm not built like a Victoria's Secret girl, and I still feel very beautiful and confident in my lingerie." with nude shades to reflect a wide range of skin tones, inclusive sizing, and a diverse cast of models, it was the antithesis of Victoria's Secret. Here's Rihanna talking about her brand via Ms. Mojo.
No matter what their personality is, what their race is, their religion is, I want women to feel confident and sexy because that's who we are and we deserve to feel like that.
Savage X Fenty wasn't the only body positive brand to make traction at this time. Airy, Third Love, and Lively are just some of the other labels that emerged, creating lingerie that celebrated a wider and more inclusive range of women's bodies. These brands began to overtake Victoria's Secret in sales and success. And in the case of Savage X Fenty, they put on better runway shows too. Fashionista.com called their sophomore show in 2019 everything Victoria's Secret wishes it could be. The Spectacular, which you can watch on Amazon Prime, featured a varied cast of performers from Cara Delevingne to Laverne Cox to DJ Khaled. And that year, seemingly in response, Victoria's Secret cancelled their fashion show altogether, and it doesn't look like it's coming back anytime soon. The musical performers at the final Victoria's Secret fashion show in 2018 included Rita Ora, The Chainsmokers and Halsey, who actually spoke out against the brand after the show was broadcast. Here's part of a report from ET Canada.
After the show aired last night, Halsey, who's openly bisexual, posted on Instagram, "As a member of the LGBTQ plus community, I have no tolerance for a lack of inclusivity, especially not one motivated by a stereotype. If you're a trans person reading this and these comments have made you feel alienated or invalidated, please know that you have allies. We stand in solidarity, and complete and total acceptance is the only fantasy that I support."
Now, the song we're linking to today is not from Halsey, but from another performer, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful Chris and Cassie from Dug By Us. I had the honour of being a guest on their podcast last week, and I had a great time talking about my favourite band Garbage, as well as some of the songs that I've discovered on TikTok lately. Dug By Us is a new music podcast where each week, Cassie and Chris, and in this case their guest, bring in a song, and the following week, after they've each had time to listen properly, they talk about what they liked and disliked about each other's recommendations. My episode is called We Will Ruin Your Dreams, but I highly recommend that you subscribe and listen to every single one of them, because there are some incredible songs and artists to be discovered, and also Chris and Cassie are just very entertaining. In fact, the next song in the chain comes from an artist that has been featured on Dug By Us not once, but twice at the time of this recording. They also performed the closing number at the final Victoria's Secret fashion show in 2018.
One thing that's amazing for us is that, especially when people say, how are you guys not huge on the top 40 stations, but you get opportunities like this. And it is, I think, the passion people have for this band, and so many people do believe in it, that, yeah, the heads of Victoria's Secret can book us alongside Rita Ora and Shawn Mendes. And think, yeah, these guys are fantastic. I love their passion. I'm passionate.
But it was, but more importantly, you know, it was the music. You know, he heard the songs, and you know, he believed in the tracks, and that was kind of like, when you really think about that, that's super important.
That's the Struts on the Zach Sang Show. For more from the Chain, check out the links in the show notes, or give us a follow on social media. We're at the Chain Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm at Britt Aylin pretty much everywhere. If you wanted to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or your favourite podcast platform, that would be absolutely amazing too. And that's it for now, from Rihanna to the Struts, via the demise of Victoria's Secret. I'll catch you next time on The Chain, but until then, if you're listening to the Spotify playlist, here's the Struts with one of the songs they performed at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, Body Talks.